Now, clearly, the Yorkshire Harrogate Showground and, of course, the Autumn Flower Show would not be complete without a wonderful, deliciously Yorkshire area. And Davils of Ripon, and remember, it's Davils, not Devils, is recommended here in full force, etc. We're now lucky enough to be speaking to
Shirley Davle.
Shirley, it's been a delight. I think when last we spoke, we were actually in the food hall, was that correct?
Yes, I believe we were, yes.
Now, at least you've got a kind of an awning, so if the weather does turn a little bit inclement, it's not too bad here.
It's not too bad, no, and I think it's a bit busier out here.
Well, you know, we keep the things sorted through from that basis. How's it been going, Shirley? Has it been a good year so far?
It has, yes. Generally, the shows have been quite good, and yesterday was very good.
Well, obviously, Davils of Ripon, which is it's very much in the premiership of all sorts of marvellous things here. We've got two wonderful reporters here, mother and daughter, Leslie and Francesca Furman. What would you recommend they should actually sort of partake in? Should it be the choc chip cookie? Should it be the fatless fruit cake? Should it be the Russian slab cake? What are the current sort of in vogue Davils of Ripon selections?
The chocolate chips are very popular with younger people. The Russian slab is very popular with most people, always one of the first things to go. But the Yorkshire curd tart is our most popular line.
So you do this every time, Shirley. You sort of just describe them in such a way that sort of just, you know, it just sort of makes us mouths watering. You've even got cheese and onion pasties there. It's just astounding from that point of view. We've talked about obviously coming to see you at your main base, of course, Davils of Ripon, based, strangely enough, in Ripon. Is the location report offer still on?
Sorry.
Us coming to see you for a location report?
Yes, that would be fine.
So.
Yes.
We've spoken about that. Okay, right. Is there a chance of these guys tasting some of this wonderful sort of material then?
Yes, they can indeed.
Yeah. There we are. Okay, so what are you going to recommend for them that they should actually go through to assuage their sort of routine, keep themselves happy?
Well, I think I've got to say the chocolate chip cookie or I might be lynched.
Fran, is that fair enough? Is it a chocolate chip cookie monster?
That sounds delicious.
Leslie, any questions for yourself?
Well, I was just wondering, with all of this array of the most beautifully produced, it's mouth-watering in appearance, how on earth do you manage to stay in trim?
She's actually very svelte, fantastic. She's svelte Shirley in many ways.
With difficulty. I have to work at it, I've got to say.
I'm just eyeing up the fruit Danish pastries, which are, huge, and they look delicious, and there's icing just dribbling down the sides there.
Oh, well, there we have it, you see. That's great. Shirley, is there a web address? I mean, I'm looking at, obviously, it's Davils of Ripon. In which case, it's known throughout. Basically, just say Davils of Ripon, the place to go to. Will you be at Countryside Live?
I will, yes.
Catch up with you then.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
The centenary year of the North of England Horticultural Society's Autumn Flower Show, I think, is actually the best ever. Leslie and Francesca, it's your first ever show, etc. You were saying earlier, Leslie, you didn't think it was what you were expecting from a flower show.
No, it's the first time I've actually been to a flower show, and I was surprised at the amount of different exhibitors there are here. It's not all just about flowers, though we have to say that they are absolutely amazing.
And we've already set the challenge for Francesca to actually start growing her own carnation. She's got one to take away with her as well. But we are delighted to be able to do that usual marvellous thing and say, show director extraordinaire, Martin Fish. Good to see you, Martin.
Good to see you too, and thank you for being here. And I'm glad you're all enjoying the show. And it's a valid point because, yes, we are called the Harrogate Flower Show. And the message we always try to get across to people is we're not just about flowers. It's fruit, vegetables, greenhouses, tools, seeds, plants, everything you want for your garden you can get here.
Lifestyle and early Christmas presents with the amount of teddy bears on display.
Absolutely. I mean, in the crafts and gifts, definitely. You know, I think that it is the start of the Christmas market, though I hate to say it, it's only September, but people start planning ahead very easily. But you've got to remember also gardening products make excellent Christmas presents.
Precisely. And, of course, Francesca has already got her furry earphones and headphones courtesy of Jamanda, which is already set and geared up for that. So what's not to love?
A wonderful, aren't they? Yeah, I could do with a pair of those myself in the winter.
I have to talk sponsorship, Martin. Leslie, questions for Martin, please.
Where do you start when organising something as big as this? Where on earth do you start?
Oh, well, good question. I mean, the trouble is because we do two shows, of course. We do the autumn show and we do the spring show. So it's more or less a case of as soon as this one is finished, next week everything's dismantled, put to bed, we do all the paperwork. So by early October we start then planning for next year. So we start mailing out to exhibitors, see who wants to come, and then we can start doing the plans and the drawings so to get the basis there in place. And then there's all the services, the marquees, the electrics, all the things, car parking, security. And then Camilla gets involved because obviously she knows by then who's going to be here, so she'll be able to start the
Camilla,
PR
quite machine. Literally on the case.
Absolutely on the case. She gets the big PR machine rolling, the advertising. So it just seems to roll from one, and then it all stops in spring and it all starts again ready for next autumn.
Fran.
Do you find you get a particular type of audience here? Is there a certain age range, or is it more males and females?
We're roughly 50-50, males, females. We get lots of husbands and wives come in, so it is roughly 50-50. I suppose our audience, with lots of flower shows and gardening shows, it tends to be middle-aged onwards, but...
Chronologically gifted, I've said this before, Martin. Well,
absolutely, yes, that's right, because I'm there as well. So, but we're always trying to get younger people, and I think with the Grow Your Own, especially, you know, growing fruit and vegetables, a lot of younger people have got a garden for the first time or bought a house, and they want to have a go at growing a few vegetables. So we are lucky in that respect that we're getting a younger audience starting to trickle in as well.
We were hearing earlier about the roofing almost coming off its various hinges with the successful world record onion coming through yesterday, which was great. And I think a lot of exhibitors, certainly in the main hall, were delighted with that experience.
Yeah, I mean, the guy that's won it, Peter Glazebrook, I've known him for a long time because I used to live a few miles from where he lives in Nottinghamshire.
He's on the phone now.
He's on the phone now, that's right, yes. And he's been growing vegetables for years, you know, not just onions, carrots, parsnips, marrows and everything. And for the last 3 years here, he's got the record here at the show, the heaviest onion. And now his fourth year, he's actually broken the world record. So he was elated yesterday when he was told.
Great news from that point of view. Now, we've tried to, obviously, with both Leslie and Francesca, sort of develop their gardening routine. We were talking to Graham, who was providing some advice earlier with respect to weeds and trees, Leslie. I mean, Martin is obviously an ace gardening expert as well. I don't know if you want to run the same question past him.
Well, you see, what it is, there was a dead bush in my garden, so I chopped it all away, and I've been left with this lovely patch of just brown earth with lots of weeds coming through, nettles and stuff. And so I asked, what's the best way to get rid of them?
Right, OK, because you want to plant something else there eventually, I suppose.
Yes, eventually, yes,
right,
yes.
OK.
There's grass at the moment.
Okay. I suppose it depends how big an area is. If you've not got too many, probably the best way would be just to get a garden fork and fork them out. But with some weeds, of course, if you leave a little bit of the root behind, then it will regrow again and you'll get more weeds. So in that case, you might be as well using a weed killer, one that's got a chemical in it called glyphosate, which is, as weed killers go, fairly safe. It only goes in through the leaf, it kills the root, it doesn't poison the soil, it's safe for wildlife. So now's a good time to do that because the weeds are still growing actively. Get a bit of glyphosate on it. Takes 2 or 3 weeks to work, the weed will die down and it won't come back then next spring.
Brilliant, thanks very much. I'm going for that.
From bees to bakeries through Bourbon Street Razors, etc., we might touch base with them as well. It's been an absolutely splendid show. I know we've been looking ahead, obviously, to next year's spring flower show. It'll be here before we know it, as you rightly said, Martin. It's almost a dream job, perhaps, for yourself, this.
Yes, it is. It's always a nice sort of relief when the show opens and it's all in place. You know, there are frustrating moments like with any job. But no, it's lovely because I'm a horticulturist, so I come into contact with, you know, 100 of the UK's best nurseries, which have, over the years, because I knew them before I took this job, become friends. I get to see the very best of gardening. So, yes, in one respect, it is a dream job.
Absolutely. Martin Fish, Show Director for the North of England Horticultural Society. Per se, both autumn and spring flower shows, of course. We salute you.
Thank you.
We now actually have the wrapping up of our second day's coverage here at the North of England Horticultural Society's Autumn Flower Show with those legendary gentlemen, the Bourbon Street Roof Raisers. And, of course, we're speaking to, first of all, the key coordinator of this whole thing. Of course, your name remains...
Alan Riley.
Alan, fantastic to touch base with your good self. The boys are looking as young as ever, I see.
Oh, yes, we're all 50 plus of 80, but we're still going strong.
This is fantastic stuff. And as your leader, how do you define the gentleman at the front there with his umbrella? What's his official title?
He is a Grand Marshal. He's probably the most well-known Grand Marshal in the UK. Would that be true to say, Geoffrey? He's in great demand. He plays all over the country.
Absolutely. There we are. Grand Marshal extraordinaire. Now, how's it been going today, effectively? Because we've had some challenging weather conditions.
We've had some showers, but we've played April showers and we've tried to keep a flower theme. We've played Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And
nice.
Honeysuckle Rose.
Ah, fantastic. Now, hopefully, Geoffrey, we'll have a chance to do a little mini dance with our fine Leslie and Francesca before too long.
Yeah. We're just reaching our finale.
This is good timing, you see.
Our last number is called At the Jazz Band Ball, and our Helicon player.
And before we do ready. That, Geoffrey, would you like to just introduce me to the team, basically?
Yes.
Just tell me who the
team is. Our solo trumpet player is Steve Allen.
Steve, how's it going?
Very well, very well. I enjoyed it today. Great crowds. Weather's booked up for us, so fantastic. Thanks very much.
Can we have a quick blast on the trumpet so we get a little sound for that? I think just whatever you'd like to go through, just so that we can sort of identify the whole thing. Yeah, Fantastic. It was brilliant stuff there. Barry, good to see you as ever.
Oh, hello, I'm a trombone player, yes.
Trombone, okay. And yeah. Happy with the turnout so far? Because really, I mean, you have such a crucial role here for the whole thing, because you're right at the entrance to the whole event here. So, you know, how do you use the trombone to attract folk?
Oh, well, I play quite loud sometimes, so they all turn their heads and look. But it's very rewarding playing at the entrance, because people come and stop and listen to it. It's very nice.
Exactly, yeah. Excellent. A quick gloss on the trombone. Can we have just a quick little line for that? Ah, fantastic stuff here.
Ted Watton, our clarinet player.
Ted, fantastic. Okay, how's it going for yourself?
Fine, thank you. Yeah.
Quick blast of the clarinet, if we may. Okay. Brilliant, absolutely fantastic. And now over to another fine individual,
David.
David, with your
Helicon.
Helicon, okay, yeah. So the Helicon works and
pretty
sounds
rare,
like...
Pretty rare, actually, yeah. Ah!
Marvellous, this is going to sound absolutely fantastic here. And over to... you have already been done. You're quite right. Exactly. Unbelievable. So we're round to Geoffrey, the Grand Marshal. Geoffrey, marvellous event. Now, Leslie is indeed a trained dancer. Does it show?
I know it shows. And I'm just going to do one now with her, a jive. And she tends to lead, but I shall lead. She shall follow.
I knew this was
beautiful.
Yeah, I could see this happening, Leslie. You know, always tendency to lead. Told you about this.
Oh, not on purpose, though, Alex. How could I? I'm with the Grand Master here.
It's Grandmaster Geoffrey. Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal, yes.
And the Bourbon Street roof raisers with the sun coming out, gentlemen. It's great stuff. I think we're all ready for the rendition. It's all go. Would you like to introduce it?
It's called At the Jazz Band Ball. It's a classic New Orleans Dixieland tune. Okay.
Take it away, gentlemen. So your mum's doing very well, Francesca. What do you think about her moves?
I think they're absolutely fantastic.
Well, they have a sort of official routine. That's obviously sort of ideal stuff. I think the audience are coming in now. The punters are sort of amazed by what's coming through with these fabulous New Orleans routine. This, of course, is the official New Orleans dance. If you went over to New Orleans, this is the kind of sort of event you'd have from the Bourbon Street Roof Raisers.
Well, I definitely like it, and I'm planning on going to New Orleans now.
Thank you. just a final reminder, you've been listening to Southside Broadcasting on location with Francesca and Leslie Furman and yours truly, Alex Levchuk, and in association with Pharma Nord Nutritional Supplements and Ather & Co. at the 2011 North of England Horticultural Society Autumn Flower Show, the Centenary Flower Show, an absolutely sensational day. Day two, the sun coming out and the Portman Street roof raises doing magical things. Gentlemen, a genuine delight there. So, did she pass the audition?
Yes. She's a wonderful, wonderful dancer. But,
yes,
when you're professional like she is, you have to follow them.
There you are.
You need a routine. Yeah. By God, I wish I got a routine here. I do. It had been marvellous. Well, wonderful.
Over the past few years, Geoffrey, of course, we've had you performing with Miss York, of course, Katrina Lakin, etc. Leslie doing his own magical thing from that point of view. Who knows what we're scheduling for next year, of course, but classic as ever.
No, it's wonderful to do it. But to come out cold like this and dance with such a wonderful trained professional, she doesn't know my moves, I don't know hers. I think we managed a little bit.
It's strictly Come Dancing's loss. They haven't actually signed you up. And, you know, if Bruce Forsyth wasn't taking a break and actually sort of was back up in the whole routine, you've got to be a shoo-in for the next series.
Well, it's lovely here and I enjoy it. And it is nice to dance with someone. I've only ever met one person, that was last year. They came up and they knew the same steps, the same routines. Oh, it was marvellous, but to dance a true professional, you know, getting the style and everything.
She's paying you for this, my love.
No, it's wonderful.
Well done, Leslie.
Oh, we do this. Yeah.
Oh, enjoyed it. Absolutely amazing.
There we are. Once again, a fantastic routine. It's now off. Presumably, you'll be back again tomorrow for the final
tomorrow
show.
And then hopefully in the spring again.
It just scoots along so quickly, but we will see that. I say we've said this before, we really must do a feature on the Bourbon Street roof raises and do a year in the life of it.
Yeah, we'll have to do that for you.
We'll get that sorted for the moment. Many thanks indeed.
Okay, thanks.